candles now. You know, I like these candlelit meditations because I think they're easy to do an open eye meditation. For once, just to focus on the flickering flames of these beautiful candles. And Leo puts this here because it's something different for us to do. But I encourage you to take a breath right now and send your conscious awareness up to the highest point of your being, up to, what I like to say, that where the Christ in me is awake now. And so I always affirm at the beginning of a meditation, the Christ in me is awake now, because I want to know myself as the anointed one. I want to know myself as alive, alert, awake, joyous and enthusiastic. The Christ awake in me is not about a person. It's about an awakened consciousness that we can share with each other, that we can share with our old friend Jesus, that we can share with people, those here in body and those who have left. But it's an awakened consciousness. So as I say, the Christ in me is awake now. But those of you who care to affirm that with me, the Christ in me is awake now. Now keep breathing. Keep observing the flickering candles. Christ awakened in me means life is awakened in me. Love is awakened in me. Power, presence, and understanding is awakened in me. Divine wisdom working with my love so that I may think the next right thought. I may speak the next right word. And I may take the next right action. Love and wisdom working within me to enhance a divine order that is fully conscious and aware of the next right thought, the next right word, and the next right action. So, we're going to go into the silence for a moment, remembering that it is wisdom working with love within me that makes me aware that order is fully awakened now. Let's go on in. Love and wisdom awakened in me to enhance a divine order, that I may think the next right thought, I may speak the next right word, and I may take the next right action. So becoming consciously aware that something good has just taken place can start to bring our conscious awareness back here to this sanctuary, this place called unity. And as we come back, let us come back refreshed, renewed, fully aware of the good that has just taken place, that we may say thank you and amen. And now I invite us all to listen to Mark Batali.
I have seen the sights from the highest hill, had my name in lights, and felt the thrill of a thousand hearts Nothing I could do could ever mean as much to me as what I see in you. In your eyes, I finally see the light. I've waited all my life to find the kind of love I feel tonight. In your eyes, I see that I am whole. How could I not have known that all my dreams were waiting in your eyes? Many years I've tried searching far and wide for the peace of mind I thought I'd find in the arms of faith, but I never knew that it's all in vain without someone who will care for you alone, no matter what you do, and be the one when day is done who's waiting there for you. In your eyes, I finally see the light. I've waited all my life to find the kind of love I feel tonight. In your eyes, I see that I am home. How could I not have known that all my dreams were waiting in your eyes? Now, as I look at you, all the pain is past. My wildest dreams came true. I have it all.
Mark Vitale, thank you so much. That was recorded by Steve Bustamante with Unicodia Video. And we're grateful for them both. And David wrote that song, David Friedman. And it's one of my favorite of his songs. And that one lyric, how could I not have known? It blows me away. How could I not have known that I was loved? How could I not have known? Now, we know appearances came to us as children that said, you're not loved, for some of us, or it's to confuse us. But since it's Father's Day, I thought we'd look at the prodigal son today. And the prodigal son, you know, he wanted to have a party. He was bored on his wealthy father's home, we'll call it the ranch. And he wanted to go off, and he asked for his inheritance so that he could go play. He felt entitled, and why not? His father seemed to love him, at least indulge him. And so he took his money and he left. And he went off and he went to bars. he played hard. And when his senses were sated to the point of over you know, he was over sensated, if that's a proper word, and he was out of money and he was too embarrassed to go home. So where's he going to go? And so he tried to get a job, and the job that he got, the nice Jewish boy got, was to feed the pigs at somebody's farm. And so he's feeding the pigs, and he said, you know, I could do this on my father's ranch. So I think I'm going to go home. And he went home, and he went to his father's house. And as he's coming up the driveway there, suddenly his father sees him from a distance, and goes running down the driveway to meet him, to hug his son. My son's come home. Oh, my goodness, I love my son so much. And he's come home. He's found that this is a good place to be. And the son apologizes and said, you know, how could I not have known how good it was here? And then he says, I'd like to work for you. You know, I'll work in the fields. I'll do whatever. And the father says, you're not going to do that kind of work. You're my son. You're my son. Here, take a ring. Take a ring. Take two. You know, let's have a party. My son's home. Start getting the streamers out. Do whatever. And you're here. You're here at last. And I love you so much. Now, his brother's over there, the boy's brother, furious, just furious. I've stayed here all this time, and you're throwing a party for him? And the father says to him, but yeah, but you've been here in this love all this time. How could you not have known? You know, your brother forgot. He left. He foolishly, you know, foolish maybe, but he left and he came home. And let's celebrate that. You've been here in this. Turns out you forgot too. You didn't know the good that you were here for. How could I not have known? There were so many places in my life where I think, I was shown love in the universe, even if my family forgot, if some of my parents, how many parents do they have? More than what you'd think. But parental figures, we'll call them, they didn't know. They forgot. They forgot they were loved as well. And they missed out on so much in their relations with me. My grandparents, they really went out of their way to try. My parents, they just didn't know better. And so I felt the effects of that. And I went off into the wilderness, into the darkness, into the far country, as it were. And then one day I woke up and realized, and I found what I call God, G-O-D. And when I had that awakening in me to the bigness that is, the very big, that's what God is to me. It's the bigness that is, and everything I know is in it. I thought, how could I have not known this? How could I have forgotten this? How ridiculous, when I saw clearly that in God I am good. And I found that out basically on my first Sunday at Unity. I realized that day, I'm not an abomination to God, man. I am in God, I am good. And so is the person to my right and the person to my left. We're all good in God. The rest is just personalities. And so how could I have not known this good? How could I have become unfamiliar with it and did or have done so many really awful things to myself? How could I have done that? I have no guilt about that anymore. I just have surprise, really. It's like, really? Really, that at such a very young age, I started doing damage to myself and therefore damage to those around me. I guess I needed that to awaken later on. But just think of, oh my goodness, how could I not have known? Let me read something here from the Holy Spirit's interpretation of the New Testament. And it's the book of Luke. And it is chapter 15 here, verse 11. It says, look at the parable of the lost son. Imagine, which seems to be a story of separate and independent beings, but cannot be, since there are no separate or independent beings in truth. The father within the story is the same as me, meaning Holy Spirit. There is no difference between us. You are the one who seems to be the lost son. However, you cannot be the lost son in truth, since you are one with me. The journey that this son seems to have taken is a journey in the mind only. We hear this. the journey we have taken is in the mind only. In other words, you have traveled away from me in the perception of yourself. But this journey has occurred in perception only. We are not separate in any way. Now you are becoming ready to wake up from this imagined journey that you have taken, and I've come to meet you and help you return to the truth of yourself. Here are some thoughts I ask you to practice giving acceptance to. The Spirit of God is one. Nothing exists that is outside of the Spirit of God. I exist, and so I must be within the Spirit of God. That which is within the Spirit of God is the Spirit of God. I and the Spirit of God are one. All else is illusion. As we move forward, I will help you to see and understand these thoughts more clearly. For now, I ask that you give willingness to accept them. I also ask that you remember, whatever is true for you is true of everyone and everything you experience. Now, it says here, the other sun within the story represents resistance within your mind. It serves no purpose but to deny you, or deny that you and the Father are one. Do not look to the resistance in this story. Stay with your willingness. Stay with your joy. Now, I think about Father's Day, this Pride event, Juneteenth, and I think, I wish we didn't need these celebrations. I wish, because they imply separateness. This is how I see it. They imply that there are still people who think the Father and I are two, that there are heterosexuals and homosexuals, and that there is a true difference between them, and there isn't, that there are various ethnics and races, and the abuse that has gone on through bigotry and prejudice and anti-Semitism. And I wish that we didn't know those differences. That's what I wish. And that we didn't have to heal them. But if we're going to heal them, let's heal them by the realization of oneness. That we didn't need separate groups for support groups. But we're in a body, and we have sensations, and we feel things, and that, and we're looking for an outlet for our confusion and what we have believed. Here, we're looking for an outlet for the perception in our mind and the story we have told ourselves and each other. I wish it didn't bring tears to my eyes every time I see somebody who is kind to another human being, genuinely kind to a person that perhaps hasn't experienced kindness in a while. I wish that didn't have to bring tears to my eyes, because I wish it were natural. I wish it were happening all the time, that no one is surprised when kindness takes place. I wish we didn't feel the need to walk down the street and protect ourselves because somebody has forgotten who they are. And their anger is looking for a home. Their confusion is looking for a home and to take it out on people. These are my wishes, my dreams. But I also know it's possible to get there, and it's not there in some future place. I know it's possible to be here now, and here is the there, and now is the time. I know that's possible. So when I ask, how could I not have known? How could I not have known that every being on this planet ultimately is created in divine love? And I'll be honest, I forget on an hourly basis. I'm becoming willing to know it. That an incident happened this past week, and I ran into some people last night and who seemed to be upset with me. And I thought, oh, not again. I don't want to go through this anymore. And I took it personally. And I've been looking to practice the release of the bondage of self and the presence of God active and present. And this morning I thought, no, I'm not going to take this personally. If there is a grievance towards me, it is in their mind, and therefore it is up to them to bring it to me. If there is not a grievance towards me, I'm making it up. But my experience of it all, I'm making up either way. The bondage of self that I think all this stuff is about me. Yes, I have. It affects me. The way I think about things affects me terrifically. But I can change my thought because I can call upon spirit. I call it Holy Spirit. But you can call it spirit. It's the divine mind within you, divine mind within me. I can call upon that divine mind for true answers, correct perception, correct thinking in all my experiences. I don't want to have to say ever again, how could I not have known? Oh, it hurts my heart a little bit to think, you mean all this time I could have known. And that's what stops a lot of people from healing, is they realize, you mean I could have known it since I was a kid? And the truth is, well, you could have if you had been willing to and open to it. But don't let the fact that it hasn't already taken place stop you from having that awakening right here and right now. And that's what I have to keep reminding myself. There's been no wasted time. I can use every bit of misery that I went through before, every bit of confusion that I've gone through in the past, I can use it all. And then I can take flight in this new me, this new understanding, this new love and wisdom working together to create an order within my mind that starts with my thinking, that leads to my words, that leads to my actions. And so to go from there, say, today I'm going to fly. And somebody says, but you can't fly. I'm like, maybe I can. Maybe I can. I was with a group recently that talked about rigor is honesty. And I thought, for so many years, I wasn't honest with myself. Yeah, I lied to other people about things, and I've made amends for a lot of that. But I lied to myself. I used to tell myself, I can't sing. I couldn't sing. I couldn't sing. And then one day I sang. Clearly, I had been lying to myself. I could sing. And then I said, I can't get up on a stage. I'm too afraid. I can't. And then one day I get up on a stage in spite of the fear. And I got up on stage again and again and again. These are passions of mine. You know, you get up and do what your passion is, but maybe that you have been afraid of, that you've been telling yourself you can't. If you know, to tell yourself you can't succeed here, that you can't do this. And it's 9 times out of 10, it's a lie. I mean, it may be a process to get to the point where you, the whole picture of it, the whole successful picture, but we can succeed. And so for me to tell myself I can't fly, at the very least, I can get on a plane. And I can fly that way. So far, I haven't been able to do a flap in the arms. But that doesn't mean I can't. It just means I don't yet know how. And I think there's so many things that we can do, but we haven't consciously known how. Forgiveness, the experience of forgiveness is one of them. The release of all resentments, the release of all unforgiveness. Some of it, we didn't know how. When I was going learning how to experience forgiveness, because I don't do actual forgiving, because that would imply I have the power to judge. But in that forgiveness experience, I just prayed every day, God, show me how to experience forgiveness here. Because unto myself, I don't know how. And then things were revealed, new thoughts were revealed. I pray and I ask for correction and I get new ideas. And so it turns out I can experience forgiveness. I can be release the bondage of self. I can sing. I can act. I can be on a stage and I can be successful at it. I can have enough abundance and prosperity to live a great life. I can be friends with people. I can put down my judgment and listen. I can. So it must be that I can also fly. You know, it must be that I can be one with everyone and everything in my mind, not just my perception, but I can experience great oneness with all beings. So today, I'm going to look into my thoughts, my words, and my actions, and look where I'm creating thoughts that separate us in my mind. I'm going to look where I am using words to create a thought of separateness in my mind. And I'm going to look to where my actions are creating the thought of separateness in my mind. And today, I'm going to fly. Thanks, everybody. Let's listen to Mark again.
I'm I have gazed into the night and looked up at the stars and wondered if there might be life out there on Mars. Don't know if I can get there, but I sure would like to try. Let me dream, let me dare, let me fly. Let me break the surly bonds of this gravity I know. Let the fear that has been holding me finally let me go. Let me see my dreams come true, not just stand here standing by. The challenge has been...